Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donnie Chedrick with you for about three more hours tonight. Charlie Borges with me behind the glass. Charlie, before we get into my best of the AFC North, I just saw something pop up on the Twitter timeline that I absolutely had to retweet. A big television show debut 23 years ago today, June 2nd, 2002.
2002. It's not Breaking Bad. It's too early for that. Way too early for that.
An HBO show. That might help you a little bit.
Is it The Sopranos?
No, Sopranos was late 90s.
See, I'm thinking like Deadwood, shows like that. I'm probably missing the big one.
The Wire.
See, I thought that was a late 90s, but now that you said that out loud.
2002.
I'm going to turn my mic off and hide back here in shame.
No need for that, Charlie. I'm sure that most of the other producers at this station are unfamiliar with The Wire's work.
I've seen it.
A young Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Wood Harris in there is Avon Barksdale. Idris Elba.
A young Idris Elba.
Stringer Bell.
Michael K. Williams, R.I.P. Yeah. As Omar. The iconic. And that word is thrown around way too much in this generation. But Omar and Michael K. Williams, a very iconic character.
He was.
I would say top five, top 10, maybe top five character in television show history.
Oh, man. That'd be a fun list for us to do at some point.
A top three HBO character.
That's what I was into my head. I'm thinking, well, if you're breaking it down to just HBO, I'm definitely putting Omar Little on there.
Tony Soprano's there, too.
Yes.
The Soprano, Tony, he may be maybe number one.
I would put Tony Soprano at one if you're talking HBO specifically. Omar from The Wire. Like, I always wonder how many people put out that Omar gif when the Steelers make a move and if they have any idea what that's even from or if they just think, haha, Omar Khan. But yeah, Omar Little, fantastic character. Anyway, Charlie, we can get more into TV and movies and stuff later on, maybe with a little primetime potpourri at the end of tonight's show. But right now, this is a segment that I love doing at this time of the year. Early June, we are right around OTA / minicamp time. We are a little over 6 weeks away from the Steelers showing up in Latrobe and other teams around the NFL showing up to their training camp venues. It is ranking season. It is list season, things of that nature. So tonight, on Monday, June the 2nd, I am going to unveil my best of the AFC North list, looking at every position or position group plus head coach. I will name who I think is the best team in the division at that spot. And Charlie, he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, so he has no allegiances to anybody in the AFC North. He could call me out if he thinks I'm wrong. We could have that conversation after I'm done, but here we go. Head coach, I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens. Listen, folks, we need to grow up here a little bit. We have dogged John Harbaugh plenty in this town, but at this point, at this time, he is the best coach in the AFC North, and that includes one Michael Tomlin. Sure, he doesn't dominate the Steelers every year. He doesn't even really dominate the other teams in his division every year. This isn't Belichick against the AFC East or anything like that, but he is coming off two massive wins against the Steelers specifically. And you know what else he has over Mike Tomlin? Figuring out the quarterback situation. Not once, but twice. Tomlin inherited Ben Roethlisberger, and he has been unable to figure out the game's most important position since that man's retirement after the 2021 season. Harbaugh was hired, was part of the regime that then drafted Joe Flacco. They won a lot of games, including a Super Bowl, and then in 2018, Harbaugh also made the bold move to shift the offense to something completely different with Lamar Jackson midseason, a move that could have very likely saved John Harbaugh's career. The Ravens went on to win the AFC North in 2018 while they trailed the Steelers by multiple games midway through that season. They've been one of the most successful teams in the NFL in that time span. And although they haven't won the big one since Flacco in the 2012 season, they are consistent division and playoff winners, even if it's just one game in the postseason. Quarterback, you can also say the Baltimore Ravens. And you can quibble here and say Joe Burrow if you want to, who is the better pure passer of the pair, but that Super Bowl appearance at this point is doing an awful lot of heavy lifting for Burrow over the course of these two careers. He is one of the only guys to beat Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. I understand that, but again, that is starting to do a lot of heavy lifting for JB. I'd be lucky to have either one, don't worry, but I'm giving the edge to Jackson here. He is a two-time MVP. And like Barry Bonds with the Pirates in the early 90s, he should be a three-time MVP. He's another person we love to dog in this town. And we rode that he struggles against the Steelers narrative as long as we possibly could. But I'm afraid those days are over. Jackson ended that pretty emphatically in the playoffs. The Ravens have won the AFC North four times in the last seven seasons since Jackson took over midway through that 2018 season, including the last two division crowns in the AFC North. The last time they had won the North before Jackson's arrival was 2012, that same year they won the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. Running back, Baltimore again, 3-for-3 for the Ravens. This one isn't even close. Derrick Henry is going to be remembered as the best running back of his era. He is a special breed that would be fitting in with the best running backs over really any generation of football. He's that damn good. People wondered if the Ravens were getting a player that was over the hill when they signed him to his original deal last offseason. It turns out they got a massive bargain. At age 30, the man ran for 1,921 yards, 16 touchdowns, which led the NFL, all on 325 attempts. He had 113 yards per game, the third highest of his NFL career. This is a runaway win for Baltimore, and it kind of looks like that run he had against the Steelers in the playoffs. You know the image I'm talking about. Derrick Henry about 5 to 10 yards away from about seven Steelers defenders. That's how far and away they won this debate with the best running back in the division. Wide receiver, finally somebody can knock Baltimore off the perch, and it's Cincinnati. This is another pretty easy one. The Bengals' ability to bring back Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins gives them not only the best receiving core in the AFC North, but one of the best in football. Chase was the league's Triple Crown winner last season. He led the league in receptions with 127. He led the league in yards with 1,708 and in touchdowns with 17. T. Higgins as his sidekick, 73 receptions, 911 yards, 10 touchdowns. By the way, he played in just 12 games. So they had a real chance, if Higgins was healthy the whole way, to have two receivers that had 100-plus catches, 1,000-plus yards, and they both already had double-digit touchdowns. The Ravens have Zay Flowers, and I think he is a very good player. The Steelers have DK Metcalf, who is a very good player. The Browns don't really have anybody that deserves to be in the conversation here, so an easy check mark for Cincy. Tight end, it goes back to the Baltimore Ravens. One for one, you could argue that maybe the Browns have the better of the tight ends in the division. If you're going one for one purely with starters, if you want to go with David Njoku, you can make that argument with me, but I'm still not sure how many I like more than Mark Andrews around the league, even after a down year that ended with a very down moment, if you recall what happened in the AFC's divisional round in Buffalo. And on top of that, they have Isaiah Likely with Mark Andrews. That is what gives Baltimore the check here. That pair of tight ends combined for 17 touchdowns last season. And Andrews, again, in a down year, still had 11 of them. No team in the division really has a weak tight end, I would say. And Njoku, Gesicki, Freiermuth, I don't think any of the tight ends are bad in the division. I just happen to think the Ravens have a bit of a two-headed monster, even if the career of Mark Andrews is going a little bit downhill at this point. Offensive line, another close one. Baltimore again. I'd like to see the Steelers get there. I think the Browns are close. I'll get to a reason or the reason why they're not in a moment. The Steelers just aren't there yet because we can't count on Broderick Jones and Troy Fautanu being stars at their respective tackle spots without really seeing it. Zach Frazier might already be the Steelers' best offensive player, pound for pound, but the Ravens get the edge here because they do have a center that's just as good, and even if we call that a wash, Tyler Linderbaum is a very, very good player, and Ronnie Stanley has turned into a perennial Pro Bowler at left tackle, and Roger Rosengarten has actually given them, or had actually given them, some decent play as a rookie at right tackle. And there's two solid guards there in Baltimore as well. That's why, as a collective, I think it goes to them in this situation, especially with the highlights they have at center and left tackle. The Browns, they had this down for a few years. I thought their core offensive line into the 2020s was very good, but we are starting to see some cracks due to injury. Jedrick Wills is also out of there, but Wyatt Teller had injuries last year. Jack Conklin has been injury riddled. DeJuan Jones had to miss time last season as well. So it's not quite the same Browns offensive line as it was, but I do think they could still make an argument if they can bounce back this season. Defensive line. So the offense, pretty dominated by Baltimore. Cincinnati snuck in there with the wide receivers. Defensive line, Pittsburgh gets my pick for this one. And it's a tough one to declare for them, considering they had a playoff loss in which we saw them allow 300 yards rushing against the Ravens. But the Ravens did lose big Michael Pierce to retirement, who may have given them the edge here if he was still on their roster. But Cam Hayward was just outstanding last season. And the Steelers then used their first-round pick and a later pick on the defensive line. Can Derek Harmon be the next Cam Hayward? Those are big shoes to fill, But for now, let's just hope he can help this defensive line ASAP. I don't know how much of a contributor Y.A. Black will be to this defensive line, especially as a rookie. We'll have to see on that. They have weaknesses like Liao and Loudermilk. The latter of the two has still been a decent special teams player. And I think even though Keanu Benton maybe disappointed some folks in 2024 because we expected a breakout, by no means do I think he is a bad player. So I like the Steelers here on the defensive front. Edge rusher, I will give Pittsburgh the edge here at edge.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Even though every single team in the division has some guys that can get after the quarterback very well, the all-around play and I think the collective group puts the Steelers ahead. Myles Garrett is a monster. Trey Hendrickson is one of the most underrated players in football. And Kyle Van Noy is having a career renaissance in Baltimore and coming off a career high 12.5 sacks. TJ Watt, sack-wise, had one of his worst seasons in 2024. He only had 11.5, but he was better against the run, as the metrics say, than he ever has been in his professional life. And the Steelers also, as mentioned, they have the depth that not every other team in the AFC North or really around the league has. Alex Highsmith had 6 sacks last season in 11 games. Nick Herbig had 5.5 sacks in 13 games of really just part-time play. They also added Jack Sawyer in the draft, who will help round out what I would say is the best set of edge rushers in the AFC North, but not without heavy competition. Linebacker, inside linebacker, off-ball linebacker, whatever you want to call it, I give Baltimore the edge here in a position that is becoming a little less important over the course of time. The Ravens get the win for me, mostly because I think they have the best overall player there in a pretty easy discussion. Nobody else in the AFC North has a linebacker to the caliber of Roquan Smith. And nobody else in the AFC North has the complementary pieces to pass up what the Ravens have in that spot. I also like Trenton Simpson next to him in that defense. They lack a little bit of depth at the position, but I would give the nod here to the Ravens based on their two top guys that they have on the inside. Defensive backs, I go with Baltimore here too. Can maybe make a Steelers argument. Maybe. Browns have fallen off. We know that the Bengals have a historically bad defense. They weren't going to get the nod anywhere, really, besides wide receiver and a semi-argument at quarterback. The Ravens now have 4 first-round picks in their secondary. Kyle Hamilton has true defensive player of the year potential. Marlon Humphrey has been very good since his arrival in 2017. Nate Wiggins coming off a promising rookie season. The Ravens also used their first-round pick on Malachi Starks, who is expected to be the day-one starter at free safety. The Steelers have a decent group on paper. You can absolutely acknowledge that, but they need the play of Darius Slay to pay off for them, for a guy in his 30s. Minkah Fitzpatrick needs to have a big year, and Joey Porter cannot take another step back like we saw in 2024. And then kicker, it's Pittsburgh, Chris Boswell. 41 of 44 last season, he led the league in makes, 13 of 15 from 50-plus yards. He was perfect inside of 40 yards. I mean, how many games did the guy win or keep the Steelers in 2024? He physically won them the first game of the season. He made 6 field goals in the game in Atlanta. And even though the defense was awesome, he was more awesome. For my money, he's the best kicker in football. And I also commend him for bouncing back in a big way after bad 2018 and 2022. So to review here a little bit, head coach, that goes to Baltimore. Quarterback, running back also go to Baltimore. Wide receiver goes to Cincinnati. Tight end, offensive line, both go to the Baltimore Ravens. Pittsburgh takes defensive line and edge rusher. Linebacker and defensive back go to Baltimore. And then kicker goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Charlie, any quibbles with that list as an outside viewer here, as a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan? Any that I was just majorly off on?
Not that I could tell. One guy in the text line asked if you're a Ravens fan, which I can guarantee that you are not. I think it just kind of goes to show the shifting landscape of the AFC North. The big bad Steelers aren't the big bad Steelers anymore. And that the Ravens and Bengals have caught up exponentially in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens especially, I think the way that they have operated, and I do think that's a funny text. I don't take offense to that text. I mean, I am just realistic when it comes to the Steelers. At least I feel that way. Sometimes I could get caught up in the black and gold blinders, but listen, the Ravens, even though it has not yielded them a Super Bowl in the Lamar Jackson era, it's without question they have been able to figure things out at quarterback a lot better. Harbaugh should get a lot of credit for that, because he made a big-time move and a big-time shift to allow that to happen. The drafting and then moving on from Flacco, a Super Bowl winner who won you a lot of games.
Elite Joe Flacco, if you will.
I mean, it's fair to wonder. It is truly fair to wonder if the Steelers had a, you know, quarterback like Flacco, who won them a lot of games, wasn't really a pro bowler, wasn't really an all-pro, although Big Ben was never actually an all-pro player, won them a Super Bowl, had an elite run in that Super Bowl, was still playing decent but not great football. Would Tomlin have had the balls to make that move when Harbaugh did? Season was on the line. They weren't having a bad year. They were kind of just middling around 500. Harbaugh makes the switch to Lamar Jackson, and they take off. They were like 2 or 2.5 games behind the Steelers in the AFC North. They bolted past them. They won the division, kind of like they just did this past year, by the way. And that was that. Like, they have dominated this division, which has been a hard one to dominate. There's others around the league. The NFC East, you see a different winner every single year. I love the parity that a lot of NFL divisions have.
Used to be that way with the NFC South, too.
Yes.
There was like 6 years in a row where there was a different winner. And then Brady came to the Bucs, and it's been the
It's also the only division in football, I believe, since 2000 to have a Super Bowl rep out of all 4 teams. I don't think any other division can say that. But all 4 teams in the NFC South have had a team appear in the Super Bowl since 2000.
Yep.
Some of them multiple times.
2 of them have won.
But
with Saints and Bucks.
I mean, yeah, you're going to have a division like the AFC East, which was dominated for 20 years by the Patriots. Now, for the better part of a decade, has been dominated by the Bills. the AFC North has become a difficult division to have a stranglehold on. The Ravens have it. I mean, and you can even wonder the 2 years in the middle where the Bengals got their division crown, the Steelers got it in 2020, the COVID year. Lamar Jackson got hurt a couple of times. How would things have been different if it didn't happen that way? I don't know, but it feels pretty clear to me that the Ravens are the best run team in the AFC North.
I would agree from an outside perspective.
Cincinnati, outside of their best three players, I think they actually suck. I'm going to be honest.
Their defense is terrible, and the one guy that they do have, they're alienating by not giving him a new deal.
Yeah, they have Trey Hendrickson, but like if they don't have Burrow, Chase, Higgins,
they're like the
they're
Browns.
Bad. I mean, think about how good those three guys were last season, and they still didn't make the playoffs because the defense was that bad. Burrow was legitimately putting up MVP numbers. I went over what his receivers did. Two guys with double-digit touchdowns. Higgins, they would have had two 1,000-plus yard receivers, one of them being the Triple Crown. I actually think Cincinnati, outside of the top three guys, sucks. And I also think the Browns are going to be very bad.
I wouldn't doubt Jersey Shore legend Kenny Pickett with the Browns. Also, I do want to point out one more thing. Mike Gesicki, another Shore Conference New Jersey legend of Southern Regional.
Couple Penn State tight ends in the division, and neither one of them too shabby of players, Gesicki and Freiermuth.
If I remember, Gesicki was a hell of a wrestler in high school, too.
Well, that often translates to being pretty good at football. Zach Frazier was like a four-time West Virginia State champion or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.